two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon. Listen on the KSL News Radio app.
Brought to you by PC Laptops.
And in your car at 102.7 FM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 8:30.
It's 55 degrees.
I-15 still backed up in Willard. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
A porch fire in Cache County seems to have gone well beyond a teenage prank and could have been deadly.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has the details. Mary?
Jeanette Norton says someone rolled her barbecue grill out to the front of her porch in Providence, Utah, filled it with flammable materials, and turned it on high. She told the Logan Herald Journal she woke up when she heard a noise out front, then saw the flames through the window. She also thought she saw someone running away through her yard. The Cache County Sheriff's Office is investigating this as arson. They would not speculate on a motive, but said it is being taken seriously. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Former BYU football player and coach Reno Mahe and his wife Sunny have won a $25 million jury verdict in a lawsuit against the manufacturer of the window blinds involved in the death of their three-year-old daughter. Here's KSL News Radio's Dan Bamas.
Elsie Mahe died after she got tangled up in the cords of the window blinds at the family's home in Lehigh. A news release from their attorney says they argued the manufacturer, Century Blinds, failed to provide an adequate warning of the danger.
In addition to playing football at BYU, Reno Mahe, of course, also played in the NFL.
Candles, prayers, and a moment of silence for Gabby Petito at a vigil in Sugar House Park last night. The event brought dozens to the park to remember the murdered 22-year-old. Serena Chavez organized the vigil. She says Gabby's story captivated her, and news of her murder was a tough blow.
Ever since then, I've felt devastated, and I feel like now that it's ruled a homicide, I would, in all honesty, I want to know who it is. And I think everyone has some questions for her fiancé.
Chavez says she also wants to bring awareness to the other missing women around the country and the difficult subject of domestic violence.
The manhunt for Brian Laundrie picks up again this morning in Florida. And we're also hearing from some people in Jackson, Wyoming, who saw Laundrie and Gabby Petito at a restaurant before Petito disappeared.
Nina Angelo says the couple had an explosive argument at a restaurant in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. She describes Laundrie's body language as aggressive, arguing with Petito and restaurant staff.
She was standing on the sidewalk crying, and he walked back in and was like screaming at the hostess, and then walked back out, and then he walked back in like four more times to talk to the manager and to like tell the hostess off.
The restaurant confirming on Instagram that Petito and Laundrie were there.
ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi reporting.
KSL's top national stories this hour. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is expected to lay out the full guidelines for Pfizer's booster shot by the end of the week. The booster shot was given a green light by the FDA last night for high-risk individuals.
Hopefully, Director Walensky will come out on Friday and give those final recommendations about who is at high risk and who exactly should be getting these booster shots, including those above the age of 65. For everyone else, we just need more data. People need to wait.
ABC News medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel reporting.
Two of former President Trump's staunchest supporters, including Senator Mike Lee, are being called out by the former president. Here's KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
Mr. Trump blasted all Republicans who were unwilling to fight for the presidency, but he specifically named Mike Lee and Senator Lindsey Graham, saying they should be ashamed of themselves. His comments come after a book detailing the transition of the Trump and Biden administrations was published. Lee said in a town hall last January he was surprised the former administration thought Congress could change the outcome of the election, saying the only role of Congress is to count the votes. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Florida is now running an abortion bill similar to Texas, blocking abortions after around 6 weeks. Will Utah do this? KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ehrets reports.
The picture on whether Utah will run a copycat bill similar to Texas or Florida is getting a little clearer. Representative Steve Christiansen, who's been active in Utah's legislation on abortion, tells KSL he will not be running this bill. He has said he'd be supportive of it and suspected Utah would run something similar. Utah does have a trigger law on abortions, meaning if Roe v. Wade gets overturned, an outright abortion ban in Utah goes into effect. In the Florida proposal, the only exception for abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected would be if the life of the mother is threatened. Lindsay Ehrets, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, vandals target some very expensive cars in South Jordan.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.